This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work.
That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, where the weather is changing things with state events, with tournaments going on, baseball, tennis, track. So far, everything's A-OK with track. This isn't going to hurt track, but tennis in Class A postponed today. They will start that tomorrow. They always play indoors in Lincoln anyway, so Class B is going on. Class B today and tomorrow. Class A, Friday and Monday, which is unfortunate. It would probably be better if it was Saturday, but it also overlaps. State baseball has been postponed today. They have to play it tomorrow. They don't get to play it at Haymarket Park now because the Huskers are home. They'll have to play it at Sherman Field and state track, of course, Friday and Saturday. And in a few minutes, we're going to bring Roger Matheson in to talk about the Kearney Bearcats and how things set with them as they get ready to go for another state title. Many believe that they are favored on the boys' side, and the girls hope to get some medals home as well. We'll also be talking with Dan Spencer, the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, as they get ready to take on the Huskers. And they've got something to play for this weekend, and Nebraska doesn't. And that could be bad news for the Huskers, although how much worse can it get? They're out of the Big 12 race, and they were last week. Plus, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com will join us today as well. A little football talk. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, Big Daddy, and our producer-engineer, Derek Stinson. If you want to give us a call, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You're going to want to know that number because we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska-Texas Tech baseball series. You get to choose Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We'll give you a chance to win tickets today on the show. Also, if you want to email us, the Dent Popper Inbox, home of the armor lining. Let them get them dent. I mean, Daddy, it's so gloomy out there that when the sun does finally shine on your nice truck, your golf cart, your beautiful car,
you're going to see a dent.
Your boat, they'll take care of it.
No big deal.
They'll take care of those dents right there and get you ready to go for the summer. The Dent Popper Inbox address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, you mentioned at the bottom of the hour, head coach from Texas Tech is set to join us. They could finish all the way as high as second in this conference, depending on the jockeying that goes around. They're only one game out in the loss column of being second right now. They're fourth right now in the standings, but still a lot of baseball. This is a huge weekend of baseball in the Big 12.
Well, Texas
For seeding rights in this tournament.
Texas has a chance to finish with the best record in Big 12 history. They are 21-3 right now in the conference. Kansas State is second, 13-10. Oklahoma, 12-10. Texas Tech, 13-11. And why is it different? Rainouts, weather from early in the season. Not everybody got all 27 games in. Funny thing, Daddy, Nebraska will get all 27 games in this season.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just a sick feeling. Missed the tournament second year in a row. Unacceptable for the levels that Nebraska's achieved in the last 12, 13, 14 years here in Lincoln, especially with the addition of the new stadium and everything that's went with us. They're not happy. It's a disappointing end to a disappointing season. Just never did get things rolling.
Couple of other notes to start the show off with today. We're already getting college football magazines coming out earlier and earlier all the time. It used to be if you got one mid-June, late June, ooh, you were all fired up. Athlon was out or Lindy's or Phil Steele. They seem to all be out right now, and most of them have Prince Amakimura and Jared Crick as preseason first-team All-Americans.
Starting to get used to hearing those names. Yeah, along with, I think Alex Henry would be on a lot of people's list as well as those two, but certainly those two for sure will be on a lot of people's lists. As more and more, you're going to have 5-6 magazines out in another 3 weeks. Everything will be out.
Well, it looks like everybody is picking Nebraska to win the Big 12 North. Now, as far as anything past that, we'll have to wait and see. Phil Steele has predicted Nebraska will start the season 8th. In the AP poll, Lindy's has Nebraska at 11th. Sporting News has Nebraska 9th. Athlon Sports, they're doing it online, and they have made it to the top 10 and still not mentioned Nebraska. So they expect to have Nebraska here in the next couple of days with where they are at. So already it doesn't seem like spring football has been over that long, and already we're talking fall ball predictions and getting ready.
Yeah, the excitement will build, and of course, it will build till Big 12 Media Days, and we will be there live from Dallas. That goes on the last weekend in July, the 26th, 27th, and 28th, live from the airport Radisson in Dallas.
Daddy, is Kerry Wood's career over?
Well, the Kansas City Royals would sure like to see more of him to kind of even out those 7th, 8th, 9th inning losses. He has been awful late. You know what? The closing of baseball games, it's such an art, and we've saw such the opposite side of that, and you start to see a Trevor Hoffman just absolutely implode for the Milwaukee Brewers. You start to see Kerry Wood absolutely implode in an injury-marred career that everybody thought, you know, how good was Kerry Wood going to be? You looked at that lineup that the Chicago Cubs had, Kerry Wood, Mark Pryor. How many years would those two be around as that 1-2 punch?
Pryor never panned out. Wood had a couple of years, then injured. Still the 20 strikeout performance to tie the Major League Baseball record on a day about like this at Wrigley Field. But last night, in case you missed it, the Royals had a 5-run ninth. Wood tossed his glove into the stands as he walked off the field to a chorus of boos in Cleveland, allowing 4 hits, 5 runs, getting just 1 out in 30 pitches. And the Royals went on to win by a score of 8-4, and they're about ready to get underway today again in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think it's done. And until you, a lot of people think that the deal with Hoffman seems to be something with his delivery, but you've got feared closers that aren't feared anymore. These guys are just launching balls. I mean, it seriously looks like Farnsworth. I mean, when you're lining balls back-to-back-to-back hits.
Bag Timmy Wellemeyer when he was with the Royals?
Wellemeyer, did you see that last night?
Uh-uh.
The Diamondbacks tied the record for home runs in a game. 6 home runs, I believe. 6 or 8 home runs in a game. 5 of those come off of Wellemeyer. And I was watching that Sports Center last night and just shaking my head. Thank God he's on the West Coast out there, far, far away from us.
One more thing before we...
Of course, he would fit in pretty good at this Royals bullpen.
One more thing before we head into our first break and then talk with Roger Matheson and Dan Spencer and Joe DeMeo on the show today. The story is breaking, and I think this will be our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull today. Floyd Landis, for some reason, out of nowhere, is saying today, yeah, I doped up and we tainted my blood. Floyd Landis won the Tour de France. Now he's trying to throw Lance Armstrong under the bus. Remember Greg LeMond was brought into this when Lance was going. This could be a disaster for the history of bicycle racing in the United States. Now, does anybody care? That's the question. So we put it out there to you. Do you care what Floyd Landis has to say? Bull or No Bull, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If it takes you too long to mow your lawn, then come to Ace and cut that time in half with their Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing, and at Ace, your Toro mower comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Your Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull of the day, Floyd Landis. I care what you say.
Bull. I have no interest. You know what? If you did it, take responsibility for you. But don't rat. You know what? Don't. It's over there. Nobody cares what you think.
Lance showed me how to do it.
We don't care. You did it. You admitted to it. Why are you admitting to it now? You got a book coming out? We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot more to chat about. And when we return, head track coach at Kearney High, just out of the field. I think he just got the crop planted. Roger Mattson going to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
They run. They jump. They throw. They compete as individuals, as teammates, as teams. It's the State Track and Field Championships. Updates from Omaha's Burke Stadium Friday and Saturday. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today with a chance for some showers, especially early on yet, with highs near 60. Winds will stay to the east at 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 47 for a low tonight. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Is ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday edition. You know, you got this cell phone, and Daddy, you are the testimonial of all testimonials, it would seem like. Unless you're a high school kid. Unless you're a high school
I can
kid,
do it.
Don't drop my phone, okay? Just don't do it. Don't do it.
But you've
there's
got
no
all the protection you need.
My phone is wrapped in an OtterBox, yes it is, which you can get at the Case Space, the largest cell phone accessory company in the Midwest. Open in Kearney on 2nd Avenue, just south of 39th. Case Space has it all. Cases for your BlackBerry, LG, Droid, Motorola. Quit picking at my phone. Samsung, HTC, don't step up and down on it. Top of the line, construction grade Otter cases. Daddy just, unbelievable. The testimonials are they have been backed over by trucks. And still.
It just was.
Daddy just rolled over this one. The OtterBox, haven't had any problem with it at all. You'll find all other accessories for cell phones, too, like lanyard carrying straps, headphones, screen protectors, charms, chargers, and Bluetooth. Daddy and I's phones are all pimped out with the great accessories from the Case Space in Kearney. Need a laptop cover or case for your MP3 or Microsoft Zoom? Then they've got that, too. Apple iPods, iPhones, iPad cases, the Case Space has it all. For your cell phone and more, they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Sundays, they're open for you as well, noon to 6. Go to casespace.com or stop by their store today. Again, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, just south of 39th. They're right there, of course, next to the Nick's Gyros, Dairy Queen, right in between in the little strip mall there in Kearney. So that's what's going on at K-Space, and I'll tell you, it makes the phone look and work a lot better. Tri-City Storm completed the draft yesterday, selecting 13 players. And I don't know, we're gonna have to talk to Kirk Brooks and Drew Shenick again. They waited till like the 15th round to pick a goalie. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable.
Oh, Douglas.
Have you seen the list here, Derek?
Yeah, I have. I looked through it a little bit there. Pretty, a lot of good prospects, it looked like. Their second-round pick there looks pretty good. 26 goals and 12 assists, I think, in about 40 games. So, looking pretty good.
9 forwards, 3 defensemen, 1 goalie. And, of course, as we talked with the coach yesterday on the show, the trade that they had made to acquire one of the top players in the league from Chicago. So, the Storm takes that next step, but brought in a lot of forwards, 9
forwards. 9 of their 13 picks yesterday were forwards. Derek, was that really the major problem?
You know, I don't think so. I think the problem last year was more on the backside of things, defense and goaltending. But with the trade that they already made, they picked up a few defenders, also a few forwards there as well. But really, the USHL draft is kind of a weird deal where if you look at last year's draft, a lot of those kids never even made it to town, didn't make it through training camp. So really, you're rolling the dice on a lot of these kids, seeing what you get. You just kind of have to look at them from a prospect standpoint and say, okay, hey, maybe this kid can make it. Maybe he can develop and kind of roll the dice.
Yeah, they picked up the defenseman in the trade. They also get Soren Jonsson from the Waterloo Blackhawks in a trade yesterday.
Get a hockey name.
Did I get it right?
I think so, yeah. It sounds good to me.
Duh, you keep your job. The guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, always taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Buck Double, flame-broiled quarter-pound double cheeseburger for just $1. Maybe you'll try the Whiplash Whopper. It has spicy mayo, pepper jack cheese, and crispy red peppers. Give the new sandwich a kick and try it today at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Before they head out to Omaha, the head track coach at Kearney High School, Roger Matheson, and it's just amazing when you look at what continues to go on with the track program at Kearney High. They've had another undefeated season. I know Coach won't say it's a perfect season because there is no such a thing. But, Coach, welcome into the studios here at the Doug and Daddy Show. And are you ready to go?
Yeah, I would start out by saying if I knew anything about hockey, I would draft Tony to be the goalie.
I mean, you could automatically
shut out half the teams. Get me right in there.
In the way, like I am in a lot of things.
I think we're, like we were talking about earlier, one of the problems we have right now, we have an issue. We have some sickness issues. We were talking about, I guess our golf team has some kids sick too. So we have some issues. It's our problems would be sickness, injury, and Omaha Central would probably be our problems.
Stu Pospisil joined us Monday to talk about that, and it seems like most of the teams that try or have a chance to derail you or have in the past in just a couple of state meets are able to find more than just a couple of kids. But most years, Central's got Devrell Biggs and a couple of very talented kids that can go out and maybe they get 38 points in four events or something like that. You also seem from time to time to have that big popper. It's always talked about the depth, but you always have some kids that'll go get you 10 and 8, or maybe you'll take three places in one event. Where do you see yourself being strongest this year?
I think our strength always has been across the board. During the year, we try to field most of the events and just hope that you'll have some kids come on in a few of those events. But, yes, you're exactly right. People have always seen us as a depth team. But we've had 100 state champions and state runners-up the last 20 years. That's a pretty big number. And so we've had big hitters forever. And it really is a kind of a culture of track up there. And the state meet in Class A. In A, typically you're going to have to score in the mid-60s to win the state meet. You know, the lower the class, the fewer points you have to score because there's more schools, so they're split up more. But are we capable? Yeah, you know, I would have said a month ago we're definitely capable. We're going to have to wait and see, you know, how a couple of our kids come around. And we had a great 2 mile relay, and I think we got all of our batons, live the trophy case. We probably won the 2 mile relay 10 times in the last 20-25 years, and we could have won it this year. But now I got two of those guys hurt, got one sick, and so we'll have to do something different with our 2 mile relay now. And that was probably our biggest hitter going in, but. I think our strength is we can score in a number of events. You're just going to have to hope that maybe your guys do it and maybe a few of theirs don't. But you're right. They tend to do it more with a couple guys scoring a ton, and we like to maybe cover more events.
Roger, do you ever feel when you're down at the state meet like you're the Omaha Scut in wrestling? I mean, if you're not from Kearney or for Kearney, everybody's got to be against it. Everybody wants to see the dynasty go down and fail, except for you guys and your fans.
Well, I had a guy call me a week or two ago from, Hampton, I think it was, little town of Hampton. And he was asking me about some things. In regard to his kid who's a track athlete. Anyway, and he was saying that when we go to the state meet, everybody roots for Kearney. And I think that's true in outstate Nebraska. I think I've had a lot of people tell me that. I think out here, we're kind of the...
maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, linchpin to success. I think, as a general rule, I think that's true. But I will tell you, my wife gives me a hard time all the time because I don't like any team that wins all the time. I root for the underdog all the time against the guys that win all the time. And she always says, you understand what you're saying? You don't like people that win all the time. But no, I think there's no question that that's true. I mean, if I tell our kids all the time, it doesn't really matter because some years you win, some years you don't. We've been pretty fortunate. But to me, you know, we're there every year. It's somebody different every year trying to beat us. The constant is, I think it's been us.
Roger Matheson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Roger, 11 consecutive years state champions, and then 3 years where you weren't at the top of the podium but were second twice, and then I believe it was fifth the other year. Does that provide, I know these kids weren't part of that track team during that time, but did that provide motivation, or did that do anything to re-energize the sport on the hill?
Well, I don't know. If that's an interesting question. I think when you win once, I always tell the kids, you know, somebody's got to be state champion every year. So everybody has to live somewhere. So somebody's going to win it every year, whatever the sport is. The trick is, can you do it year in and year out? And I don't think there's any question that if you look at, I don't know, the Lakers, if you want, or look at the Patriots, when you win or do well consistently over a period of time, I don't think there's any question has an impact on the mindset of the athletes. I think that's undebatable. I was listening to the sports the other night on TV, and we'll say radio, but on TV, and they were talking about, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Lincoln East soccer team. Maybe that's who it was. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that is terrific. That's really good. And I thought, well, we have been undefeated for 18 years. And so, I mean, I don't make light of that. But I'm just saying, I think when you win like that over a period of time, quite honestly, I think we kind of take it for granted. I think I do. But I think, like this year, truly, going into the year, we didn't know if we could win a track meet. I know you're going to say, well, it's coaches speak, but it really isn't. We, you know, our state championship team of last year had a lot of kids back from the state championship team the year before. But we got decimated, and I think 7 of those kids went on to compete in college. So we had some really good kids coming back, but we had a lot of voids to fill. And so for us to think that we were going to be undefeated this year, I don't think that would really be in the cards. But I think in the mindset of the kids, it's in their mindset. And at Omaha Central this year, I think, you know, we were at a point, there were 3 events to go. We could have folded. But that's one reason why we go east all the time. That's why we started going to the Omaha meets years ago. I'm convinced you've got to go in there. It's one thing to beat those schools out here. But I have a friend who's a coach at Creighton Prep, and he's told me before, it's one thing to beat Omaha out here. It's another thing to go into Omaha and beat them. Those are two completely different things. And I think there's no question our kids, I think they conduct themselves in a very appropriate, dignified manner. But they go in there, and they firmly expect to do well.
Roger, you mentioned how many great athletes you coach, and you can go back to Luke's on your staff now. Gander helps with the team. A Drew Anderson, a Whistle, and you go back. When the table was set, the one thing that remains the same is you. But the kids are coming and going.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble. I don't know.
when this deal was old. When the table was first set, who were the athletes that set the table for Kearney High? 2020, was it a Matt Dakey? Is there somebody that stands out to you saying this was the start of dominance and they were a big part of this?
Yeah, I think if you go back, boy, you know, we haven't lost a track meet during the year since 1993. But I think it started probably a decade before that. And quite honestly, you know, I'd go back, and no one will remember this because we're really going back a long ways. We go back to the mid-80s. I thought we had a great track team about 85, 86, 87. But what I think we didn't have was probably a head coach who knew what was going on. You know, I think we competed at too low of a level. And what I mean by that is we didn't go to the track meets, I think, that helped prepare you for what you might want to call the big leagues. And we went to the state meet. And we got 6th, and I'm walking around thinking, you know, we really are something great here because we got 6th at the state meet. You know, and since that time, I think we've been the top 10 now, like 25 years in a row. But I think you go back to Paul Sterner days, the John Grothaus days, the Steve Kibbert's days, the Matt Dakey days. I mean, we can go the Mike Lincoln days. There were some kids who I think elevated our program. The coaches, I have, again, it's coaches speak. I have really great track coaches. You'd have a hard time arguing that Coach Larson is not the best weight coach in state history. Craig Lathrop has had more state champions, more runners up than a jump coach in history. Bob Talbotter now has had tremendous success in the vault, obviously. I mean, the all-time charts are now dominated by Kearney High kids. And I think it's probably as a plethora of kids over a period of time that kind of fed off of each other. And you can say whatever, but you got to be. It really is an environment. It really becomes a mindset. You guys, being in the sports world, know it's interesting. You read Michael Jordan's book, you read Scottie Pippen's book. They all say the same thing. There are a million guys that have talent, but once you get to a particular level, and of course our level is a lot lower than that. But once you get to that level, you have to have the right mindset. I will tell you, there's no question the best track athlete in this state's history is Colby Whistle. There's no question. Anybody that debates that doesn't know a whole lot about track. When you're on the all-time charts and you are 10 seconds ahead of second place in a 2 mile, and there's 10 seconds between second and 10, plus you have the mile record, he is an aircraft carrier. But you go back, you mentioned Drew Anderson. You mentioned Luke Gehringer. You mentioned the Maher kid. You mentioned, again, Wessel. You go down the line. We've had 6 Gatorade athletes of the year. And all those guys, I'm telling you, their eyes get real big when the big stuff comes. And they'll talk to you, and it's not a game they're playing. They are focused. And we take those kids to meets that matter. And I'm you mentioned Drew Anderson. I'm telling you something. I remember talking to him one time, and we were talking. And one of the kids said, "You hear me yelling at you in the hurdles?" And at the state meet, because he was state champion 18,000 times. And he said, no, he couldn't hear anything. All those guys, I mean, they're just different. The great ones we've had, and we've had a lot, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of state champions, and I'm telling you, they are typically all cut out of the same mold. There are guys that work pretty hard, and they have a singular purpose, and that is, we always tell them, it's not about winning. People think we're probably deranged, we win so much, we don't ever talk about it. It's about effort, here we go again, coaches speak, but dedication, and when you're on a team, I think what's happened in the track world is we tried to make our track team a team. That probably set us a little bit apart from everybody else. And so great support from the community, from each other, and we get gigantic numbers of kids out. And you absolutely cannot give up on anybody. I could go forever talking about kids we've had who, as freshmen, sophomores, were not very good. And as seniors, they were state champions. So, yeah, you are right. It all boils down to kids.
Well, you can talk about the Furtick kid this year, I believe.
You got a lot of
kids.
I mean,
oh,
that's just for one that out of nowhere, really.
Oh, yes. And, of course, now he's hurt. Now he hurt his knee. And Chase Sabota, who, you know, in our two-mile relay, you're exactly right. Three of those kids a year ago were very, I mean, I won't say average, but now all of a sudden they're, those guys are big hitters.
That's one thing about track, too, Tony. Times and distances don't lie. They don't lie. I mean, you can visually see, even if you don't see the meet, you can look on the paper and go, it was a good day to run. This is where their time was last year at this meet. This is where their time was this year. And we've only got a minute left with Roger Matheson here, the Kearney High track coach. So I want to ask you, for fans that go down, and there's always a ton of them, Saturday isn't when all the events are, and it always switches up with field events and things like that. Or Friday, excuse me, is not where all the huge events are. A lot of the scoring on Saturday. So Friday night, when you go back to the motel, are there some spots where you know you're going to have scored already?
Yeah, you're exactly correct. Last year, they had the World Herald had an article after the first day that we were in fifth and were really struggling. And in fact, it was the opposite. We knew exactly after the first day. I mean, we knew, here we go again, but we were pretty sure we were going to win. Well, we were in fifth place, but it had to do with getting your guys qualified for the finals. It all depends upon the event which you are good in. You can't look at the first day's results of the points because it depends on where you're getting your points from. But you're correct. The first day, we've got to hit it in the shot. We've got to, and we've got to hit it in the high jump and the 2 mile run. The Olson kid, we will likely not run down the 2 mile really because of our kids who are sick and hurt. We've got to hit it there pretty good. But again, you can't score if you're not there. And so we have a lot of guys there, a lot of kids. I always tell my kids, over half will be worse than what they are during the year. What you see in the paper is their best attempt of the year. Most of the time, all you got to do is just what you do week in and week out and have a couple people elevate it, and you're in good shape. So you don't have to go down there and compete like you're in the Olympics. Just go down there and keep your wits about you. Bill Ross, an attorney here in town, his son John ran for me years ago. You guys might know him. John Ross said for us years ago, he said, Coach, it's not how fast you run. It's when you run fast. And he was never once in the World Herald top 10 charts. Well, John Ross is in the Westland Hall of Fame now on track, and he was a tremendous runner for us. It's what you do when you're on the big stage. Some guys, they go down there, they're like pretty nervous. Our guys have been there like 18 zillion times. And I always tell people, we will not lose the state meet. Somebody might beat us. They might beat us, but our kids will perform well.
It is always a great event, and it looks like it's going to be even a little warmer than what we've seen. Probably the hottest day of the track season on Saturday. Why shouldn't it be? But, Roger, best of luck to you and the Bearcats, and we'll see you down at Brick Stadium over the next couple of days.
Thank you.
Roger Matheson, head track coach of one of the top dynasties in the history of the state of Nebraska in any sport, Kearney High, 18 times either the state champion or the state runner-up, a majority of that state champion. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little baseball. Texas Tech baseball coach Dan Spencer is set to join us when we come back.
Listen, Sarah, I just wanted to say that I love you. I mean it. You know, maybe you and I should take this to the next level. Sarah? Sarah?
My name's Rachel.
Wake up and stay alert with Axe-Rise Morning Shower Gel. No matter what goes down, Axe will fix you up. To find out more, visit thefixers.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 1 1/3 gallon Roundup Pump and Go Weed Killer has a new lower price of just $15 every day. Which means it's never been more economical to kill the weeds that steal the water and fertilizer meant for the flowers and plants you planted. Weeds are on their way out, thanks to Roundup Pump and Go Weed Killer for just $15 every day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today with a chance for some showers, especially early on yet, with highs near 60. Winds will stay to the east at 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 47 for a low tonight. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hard to believe that the American Legion baseball season begins this next weekend. Games for the Kearney teams, and as well as we don't have all the schedules in-house yet, but Hastings and Grand Island, and we will do our best to keep you up to date and at least tell you where and when they're playing. And we always encourage the coaches of the American Legion baseball teams, please send us your results, and we will get them on our sports, keep up to date with your teams. But again, it doesn't look like there's going to be a full complement of juniors and seniors on everything. So we'll see how that goes, and we will keep you up to date. But Daddy might have to get Coach Archer on here tomorrow as they begin their run for a four-peat.
You know, you'd like certainly when you're heading into the season for the weather to be drastically different than the last couple days when you're trying to prepare for that. But that's not the hand they're dealt this year. So. You know, they always seem to come into the year, and when you're losing four, maybe five games a year, you usually get off to a pretty good start. So,
well, of course, one of the reasons they're doing so well is because their equipment comes from Misco Sports. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they would love to have you stop by and check out all of the gear, whether it's gloves, bats, cleats, equipment that's there for you at Misco Sports, open 7 days a week. And late on Thursday, this is Thursday. They're open till 8 on Thursday. And we would love to have you stop by. All the big time names, Easton, Mizuno, Wilson, Nike, Louisville, it's all right there. And if you're just out running, and again, I was going to joke with Roger Matheson, yeah, they're a team because how many times during the summer when we're driving around town, you don't just see a couple of kids running. Well, there goes 27 kids down past Horizon. There they go. That's the Kearney or Kearney Catholic track team, so they're doing an outstanding job. And so that's what's going on with Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Having some difficulty making contact with Texas Tech coach Dan Spencer. They are traveling right now, and so we will see what we can do. Joe DeMeo is scheduled to join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a question concerning fantasy baseball, email it to us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, the soccer championship the other night, and I don't know how deep, you know, people like this, hate this conversation. It's a touchy subject because of what happened after it. The Lincoln East student section have had people suspended. They basically came up with a bunch of whether they painted them, whether they marketed them up, made green cards, pointing fun at the Hispanic or Latino population in Omaha South. And at the end of the game, those were littered about throughout the student section, throughout on the field, kind of went nuts for it. People are basically humiliated about this at Lincoln East. Some of the, I guess you would say, leaders of the school, and not necessarily on the team, have stepped forward to say, these are female girl that's obviously a good student, cares about her school, cares about what people think of her school, in tears saying, this does not represent my school. Looks to be a very, very select few individuals that did this to poke some fun at Omaha South, which was one of those jokes that really wasn't that funny in hindsight. And I don't know how big this deal will get blown out of proportion or if it is blown out of proportion at all, but Lincoln East is really taking some heat for this. What do you do to punish these kids and make them maybe see the other side of it? Is there something? I mean, you suspend them? Do you not let them go to graduation? I don't know what the course of action to be taken against these individuals is, but it's 2010. It's been a crusade or a conquest, or people have been on a mission to be more accepting of one another and to basically, yeah, accept one another and their belief, whether on a religious basis, whether it be for your race, whether it be for your sexual orientation, what you go on and on with the different things. And then this happens. In a game that should be celebrated, in a game which you should be happy to be a part of, and remember that we beat Omaha South 4-2 in a shootout. What an awesome night, which does not really turn out to be an awesome night.
To cap an undefeated season and go down as one of the greatest teams in Nebraska history, to be nationally ranked, and nobody's really talking a whole lot about that right now. And this is why I you know, I guess whatever. It's where you grow up. And it always seems to me that any time you start to talk about this in a public forum, if you're not politically correct, then you're wrong. And that's where it gets really, really touchy. You can do, some things are accepted in good sportsmanship that some people, you know, that the other team may not like. I mean, I remember going to the state tournament and what Lincoln Pius X kids did and what other kids did from the city when the country kids come out, you know. Even, heck, it still happens to Kearney. Go start your tractor. You know, stuff like that. That's supposed to be in good fun. Where does it cross the line? Everybody has a different opinion on that, and I think that's where there's nothing written in stone. And when you're at a Class A school, and there was more than four or five kids, because there was those green cards all over the field in celebration afterwards, they threw them up like confetti. And there's really, I haven't been able to ascertain by seeing any of the stories or hearing anything what went on during the game, what the exact incident was, outside of that there were green-colored cards thrown on the field as confetti after the game.
Now, whether you're talking
very tough, very touchy situation, especially when you don't know all the facts.
Whether you're talking about, you know, a parochial school and chants, or, you know, if you're a Catholic high school and people want to chant, you know, fish on Fridays, or, you know, that's just a stupid, you know, there's certain things. How much of it is a funny joke, you know, and how much of it is hurtful on some stance to anybody, or if it's a, or if people just go, you know, people having fun. You know, everybody wants to go have a game. Everybody wants to, you know, and hey, they do it right back in stereotypical fashion. If you're Kearney High, you know, there's been things chanted at Omaha Central, Omaha South, back in the state semifinals long ago, that maybe weren't. And usually at Kearney High, at least, the administrators are right there. And we take Kearney High because that's when we've been to the most events, were these Class A events. Yeah, I can remember. It doesn't take long for you can't read. Okay, is that you know? Go start your tractor. All of a sudden, it comes back to you can't read. You can't read. Yeah. All right. Okay, is that funny? Is that right away? There, you know, when you're throwing green cards around.
Well, it always gets offensive when there's some truth to it.
Well.
They wouldn't be saying it if they didn't think there was some truth to it. So we'll see what Lincoln East does. I'm sure an apology will be issued. They'll reprimand the kids that were in charge, and that's what should be done, and let's move on and not do it again. It's a learning lesson.
You know, the weird part is the athletic director has already sent a handwritten letter to the athletic director at Omaha South. Now, the athletic director wasn't the one throwing the cards around. I would say, what the hell is he apologizing for? The behavior of others.
You want me to be somebody that's on one of those right wing, left wing shows? Let me just say this, and you be honest. What pops into your mind? The East High principal is Sue Casada. I'm just saying. In the world we live in, it may have hit close to home. That's, you know, this is, you know, some, all these. That's what I'm saying. In some schools, this wouldn't have been a big deal. In other schools, it's going to be a huge deal. And I'm not just talking about this specific incident. I'm talking about any incident. So we'll see how it plays along. Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DiMeo is set to join us. And as we go into break, let's give away some tickets. We are going to effort Dan Spencer to join us on the show tomorrow. The Texas Tech team in a little bit of sell hell right now. And so we will effort Dan Spencer, Texas Tech coach, to join us on the show tomorrow. But we do want to give you a chance to win baseball tickets to Nebraska and Texas Tech. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. You can pick Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. It's a four-pack of tickets. They're outstanding tickets behind home plate, courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. We want to go ahead and move those things along. And we told you at the start of the show where Texas Tech was in the Big 12 standings. In what place is Texas Tech in the Big 12 standings? 888-455-ESPN. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. When it comes to getting postage for letters and packages, I remember when small businesses didn't have much of a choice. Wasting time, waiting in line at the post office, wasting money, leasing an expensive postage meter. Those days are done. There's a better way. Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for all your letters and packages right from your own computer and printer. That's right. No more trips to the post office. No special hardware to buy or rent. Don't waste time or money. Stamps.com is so convenient and incredibly easy. It takes less than 5 minutes to get started. I highly recommend Stamps.com. I want you to try it with my special offer. A no-risk trial plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com today. Don't wait. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. There's a better way. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today with a chance for some showers, especially early on yet, with highs near 60. Winds will stay to the east at 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 47 for a low tonight. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 54.
Couple winners for our tickets to Husker baseball.
Couple losers, too. If you don't know what you're going to win, if you don't know the question, please don't call. I can't handle ignorance.
We're gonna give some away. Just call.
Free! It's free!
But we have Friday night left. We have Friday left. So Saturday and Sunday are gone. A four-pack to Friday night's baseball game is still alive. Texas Tech is currently fourth in the Big 12. Who's our winners today, Derek?
I got Chris from Kearney heading to Saturday's game and Matt from Kearney heading to Sunday's there.
Awesome.
Awesome. Good, guys.
That's awesome. Let's go. Speaking of Nebraska baseball, hey, guys, Tom says in Grand Island, Bingham, speaking of Coach Bingham, should be sent to coach a peewee team. He doesn't have a clue, and Anderson needs to get rid of him. Tom. Thanks, Tom.
There's a lot of thoughts out there. Coach. Well, actually, they moved him to the defensive specialist. Newman came in as a pitching coach, and many people think that's been few and far between on people that Newman has developed. So, hopefully.
It's Thursday. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us as we head into the second month of the season. We've got a full month behind us, and if you've got a question for Joe, feel free to email, as we said earlier in the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, good morning.
Gentlemen, how goes it today?
Well, your prediction of the Tampa Bay Rays is looking bright through 1 month here. Cincinnati Reds looking good. Surprises are out there. A lot of questions to be made. And I do want to ask you this question, because it occurred to me when they're talking about all the injuries for the New York Yankees. If a team is injured, either, and I guess in this light, a lot of the offensive players, non-pitchers, are banged up. Does that affect who you want to pitch? If you've got a couple guys from the Yankees, do you shy away because they may not be as good offensively to get you the wins you need?
No, I mean, I'm still counting on a pitcher. I mean, in fantasy baseball, one of the most difficult categories to control is the W. Saves are easier, strikeouts, ERA, whip. W's are one of those real translucent categories that make it very, very difficult to get any depth or perspective on. It's just so you shouldn't play for a W. You should play for from a starting pitcher, 7 innings, 2 runs, you know, 6 base runners, in other words, a sub-1 whip. That's what you should be playing for. And then if you get enough of those games pitched, major league teams will likely score 3 runs or more. And that's the way you really have to look at it. What's the matchup? What's the chance of this pitcher today going 7 innings, allowing 2 runs on only 6 or 7, you know, hits and walks combined? If the answer is it's good, then you start them regardless of what the offense looks like.
Joe, when you're looking at the closer position, people that slam the door shut, two huge names in baseball immediately come to mind as maybe being towards the end of their injury-filled careers, and one especially in Kerry Wood, and Trevor Hoffman's been awful lately. What do you do there if you've got either one of these guys? Is Villanueva an option filling in for Hoffman?
Villanueva tried to be a closer a couple of years ago, and it wasn't a very, very successful entry into that position. Maybe he's matured now in a couple of years. Hoffman's fall from grace has been precipitous. He was outstanding last year, absolutely outstanding. Low ERA, low whip, 38-plus saves. So I'm thinking that it probably is a mechanical type of issue, and they're supposed to be working with the pitching coach to try and resolve the mechanical issues with his delivery. LaTroy Hawkins is on a disabled list. He closed effectively for Valverde in Houston last season. If Hoffman can't go, and I believe Villanueva will be the short-term interim closer, I think a sneaky ad, you know, right now would be LaTroy Hawkins. You know, if Hoffman just doesn't get back to that role again, then Hawkins could be a very, very nice ad for me. And he's probably on waivers because he's on a DL on top of it all. He's probably on waivers in free agency in 99% of the leagues. The other guy, Kerry Wood, now, he was abysmal last season, and he continues to get hammered. So I would have less faith in Kerry Wood coming back and regaining some measure of form than I would Trevor Hoffman. Trevor Hoffman's coming off a very solid season, and Wood not so much. So to answer that question, I think Hoffman has a 50-50 chance of returning to form. I think Kerry Woods is much less than that.
Joe DiMaio from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does every Thursday. Let's go to the email here. Landon in Grand Island wants to know, should I sell my soul for Steven Strasburg?
Landon, if you want to have some fun this season, the answer is yes. If you want to win your fantasy league, depending on your starting pitcher, the answer still might be yes. If you have enough SPs, if your stars are really, really good, then just owning Strasburg in a non-keeper league doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense if you're already in good shape with SPs. You don't want to break your entire offense. Now, if this is a keeper league, Landon, you might want to chase him down because he's going to be that good for that long. By the way, I believe he's going to make his debut. My sources in D.C. say June 4th against the Reds. So make that decision, Landon, based on the format. If you're in a non-keeper league, you don't have to beat your brains out to pick them up. And if you already have enough starting pitching and you're effective in your league, you don't want to break up your team just to get one player to say that you own that player.
He's got to be gone in every league, though, right, Joe?
He's gone. He's long gone.
Okay.
He was gone last year. You know, and you guys said that's the advanced booking on that guy.
Hey, this comes from Roger in Wood River, Joe. He wants to know, he needs a first baseman. Desmond, Ike Davis, Adam Kennedy, or Connor Jackson, is that correct? They're all still available.
I like Ike Davis, Roger, in that group. I think Ike's got the most upside. He's hitting fair. He's got a little bit of power, and he shows some ability from time to time. He may get better as the season wears on, as he tries to adjust major league pitching. But of that group you just mentioned, I like Ike Davis.
Joe DiMaio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you don't get a question into him here on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's the most up-to-date on his website, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Any major news that we need to follow? Daddy had threw out a couple of those relief pitchers that are just horrible right now, but anything else that storyline guys need to be looking at this week?
Let me give some immediate stuff right away, guys, because I think it's important. Petey and Burley have swapped starts. Petey's going to go today, and Burley's going to go tomorrow. So you guys that own those two guys, make sure you have them in the right order. Make sure they're active. Petey today, Burley tomorrow. Brett Anderson will begin rehab on Monday, I believe. Very, very solid pitcher. If he's on your waiver wires, go ahead and pick him up. He could be back as you know, not this week, in a week from this weekend. So Beckett on the DL where he belongs right now. He's got to get his head clear. Chris Young, the Padres right-hander, Eric Goddard, both transferred to the 60-day DL. They're probably several weeks from returning to action. J-Hap could be ready mid-June. Dusher, as always, on the disabled list. Javier Vasquez going Friday night against the Mets. Got a good matchup there, guys. You Vasquez owners, this is the week to play him, even though you're disappointed, although he did vulture a W in out of the bullpen on Monday. Posada's gone 3 or 4 weeks, broken foot. Roberts has pneumonia. Brian Roberts has pneumonia. Go figure. So he's going to be pushed back a little bit, trying to make his first appearance of the season. Freddie Sanchez activated by the Giants. Encarnacion. Manny Ramirez, late scratch last night with a sore toe. Milton Bradley returns. Put him on your watch list. Don't add him to your roster just yet. And Maglio Ordonez is expected to return today.
Couple interesting things, Joe, I think, are the Washington Nationals not only get Steven Strasburg, they're in the mix in that division, playing awfully well this year at this time, and also the Hanley Ramirez situation. Just your thoughts on both of those.
Well, I think Strasburg is proper to call up. They are right in the middle of it, and adding a horse, somebody who can win them, six, seven, eight games, from June maybe through September, would be absolutely instrumental. They're playing fantastic baseball. I applaud the move. Look what young Mike Leake's doing in Cincinnati. He didn't spend a day in the minors. So this stuff about, you have to come up through the normal channels, I think is old school. Strasburg pitched last night. He allowed, my God, he must have been, he must have had a head cold because he allowed 3 hits in 6 innings. So I don't know. So he must have been off his game somehow. A guy like that, you gotta plug in the equation. And what was the other player you mentioned?
Oh, just the Florida deal with Hanley Ramirez.
Oh, that I believe that that Gonzalez did exactly the right thing. I was actually embarrassed for Ramirez watching him do that. He's an extraordinary player, but when you disrespect 120 years of baseball children look up to these kinds of guys. And for you to just lope after the ball and then have a hissy fit after, thankfully, either his agent, because, he's one of those guys I don't think that would listen to himself. I think his agent or someone like that pulled him on the side and said, you have to apologize. So what he did is he went to each player individually and apologized rather than addressing the whole team. But Freddie Gonzalez was pleased with that. And, Hanley, came back with a vengeance last night. So, it's a lesson for all these young players out there. You've got to play the game correctly out of respect for every player who's played the game prior to you. Those are the guys that made it possible for you to make the living you're making today. So show some respect.
Finally, Joe, interleague play does get a weekend series in this weekend. I know that always makes for interesting watching on your roster. What's the first? What do you got to look at with interleague play?
Well, the first thing is it's much harder to really get good matchups than you can exploit. But there's always a few, like Bronson Arroyo versus the Indians tomorrow, 4-2 against him, 278, 1.01, 23 strikeouts and 36 frames. Brian Bannister versus the Rocky, Pinero versus the Cardinals. Those are all good matchups for tomorrow. If you need a stick, Travis Hafner actually hits Arroyo okay. He's the only Indian that really hits him. So you can plug both in. When you plug in Arroyo, you're looking for wins and Ks. Hafner, you're looking for, RBIs and hits. So there's no contradiction there. And if Bronson wins that game, 6-2 and pitches 7 innings, everything's worked out well. Garrett Atkins, 6-13 against Scott Olsen going tomorrow, too. The matchups are a little bit more difficult, guys, because there's not as much history. When American League, pure American League guys go up against National League and vice versa. So there's always a couple of guys that cross over and give you an opportunity, but they're far and few in between. But the guys I just mentioned will give you an opportunity to get some points.
I'll be honest, Joe, I'm a little emotional. So much information coming at us so fast. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet, guys. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week. Take very good care. I'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, as we wrap up a Thursday edition here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Joe DeMeo for joining us on the program today. I want to thank Roger Matheson, head track coach at Kearney High, for joining us as well. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be in Omaha at the state track meet. Joining me here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Daddy in studio, we will have Dan Spencer, the baseball coach at Texas Tech, joining us. Weren't able to make phone connection today because of a bad cell service on their end. So we'll get that when they get into Lincoln and have that for you tomorrow. Also, plenty of state track updates on Friday and Saturday, all on our network of stations. Don't forget, state tennis, Class A has been postponed. Class B, they're playing. We'll have all that action for you coming up as well. We'll keep you updated here on ESPN.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thanks so much for joining us, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. God bless.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.